If you are a skeptic who does not believe in God, you are safe here. If you were raised as a Christian but are no longer sure what you believe, you are safe. If you like Jesus but not the church, this book is a safe place for you. If you are tired of Christianity being defined by bigots and political parties, you are safe too. I have been all these things and more. What follows is my own 10-year investigation into how Jesus and his followers have impacted our world. I call it Jesus Skeptic because that is how I began my investigation, as a professional skeptic, a research journalist. In my news career, I have gathered evidence and facts to build dozens of investigations. I have exposed the lies and abuses of powerful people. I have used the power of the pen to fight for the rights of racial minorities, women, immigrants, and many others. My news investigations have earned some of the highest journalism honors in the nation, including an award given by Christian Amanpour of CNN, Tom Brokaw of NBC News, and executives from NPR and The New York Times. As important as those investigations were, I believe the findings of this book are even larger in scope because this book investigates the validity of the largest movement in world history. The movement that today claims one out of three people worldwide, the movement of Jesus' followers, often known as Christianity. I aim to conclude whether the teachings of Jesus have anything meaningful to offer to you, to me, and to modern progressive society. As a research journalist, I committed to reach conclusions about Jesus from evidence rather than from opinion. I set out to answer questions such as, did Jesus actually exist? Can Jesus' teachings actually provide peace, identity, and fulfillment today? Do Jesus' teachings block social justice and human progress, or do Jesus' teachings further those causes? This book is unique. I am a millennial generation journalist investigating Christianity's record on matters of social justice, human rights, racial equality, and human dignity. This book presents numerous irrefutable artifacts and images rather than a collection of opinions or feelings. In the following, you will discover stories and facts that you never knew about Jesus and the people he inspired. Jesus' followers have occupied key places in history, often turning up in my research where I least expected to find them. One example is Frederick Douglass, who escaped slavery a decade before the Civil War and then spent his life fighting to end slavery in the United States. Douglass's story is so inspiring that I now have his picture hanging on my office wall. After physical and racial abuse, Douglass had every right to spend the rest of his life isolated, angry, and bitter about the injustices that had been done to him. But instead, Douglass channeled his anger into a fearless, positive, and tireless fight to end slavery and secure human rights for millions of others. Long before the Civil War, Douglass traveled the country, speaking to packed auditoriums in the northern states. He described to white audiences the horrors of slavery in the South. Pro-slavery mercenaries frequently showed up to kill Douglass. On more than one occasion, pro-slavery activists attempted to burn down lecture halls where he spoke. Yet Douglass continued to fearlessly declare his case against slavery. As I read Douglass's writings, I was surprised to discover that he cited the words of Jesus as formative for his own identity and also as his moral authority for declaring slavery evil. In Douglass's own account of his life, he described his deeply held Christian faith.